listening to the home of cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk right here on LA Talk Radio. You're listening to To the Max, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody, that's right. You're listening to the Max here on LA Talk Radio. Happy July 20th. Running a little bit late. That's because I couldn't get my act together, but here I am. And here you are. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I have a great guest on right now who's my little niece, Lily Guinevere. And she's going to sing you a song here on To the Max. So without any further ado, I present to you Lily. And Lily, you're going to sing a song, aren't you? And sing your song.
I am the light, oh yes I am. I am the light, oh me. I am the light, yeah, oh yes. I am the light, oh me. Oh, 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 yeah.
Thank you, Lily, for singing that song. You were wonderful. Did you enjoy singing it?
Yes.
And how old are you, Lily?
7.
And what do you have to tell everyone out there listening to my radio show?
Listen to our radio show.
Thank you, Lily. Are you going to have a good night?
Yes.
Say goodnight to everyone.
Good night, everyone.
And that was Lily, everybody, on To the Max at latalkradio.com. So we're starting off a show, a fun show tonight. I got to tell you right off the bat, I mean, here we go. We have no time to waste. I got to say hi to my friend Jackie, who's back in New York with her broken foot all perched up. Jackie, I hope you feel better, and I can't wait till that cast comes off your foot. So we can go out finally. You're back from Florence, Italy, back in New York City. So I got to say hi to Jackie. Feel free, everyone, to call in tonight, 818-602-4498. I also have to say hi to my friend Odie, who's out there tonight. Also, big happy birthday to my friend Marissa Vitale, my other friend Nancy Hall. And, of course, another happy birthday to my grandmother Letty, who inspires me daily. She is really the wind that makes my boat ship. My ship sail. I don't know even how to say it, but I love you, Letty, so much. So happy birthday, Grandma Letty. Everyone, Bridgehampton Polo is up. The season's here. So go to bhpolo.com and enjoy the Bridgehampton Polo. Once that's over, you can always go to Greenwich Polo. And everyone, you can go to maxtucci.com to get more information on all of the features on To the Max at LA Talk Radio. Let's see. I had a tag sale this weekend. It was so much fun. We had a great tag sale. I have to thank my mother's friend Ada, who helped me tremendously running around and really pricing things and helping out. It's a great way to meet your neighbors, everyone. So we have a great show tonight. We have Eduardo Zoll. You guys know him from Extreme Makeover Home Edition on ABC. And everyone, go to abc.com. He's going to be on the show. I've got a great woman who I met at the tag sale of all places. She's my wonderful neighbor. Her husband is a dentist, Dr. Green. Her name is Joyce. She'll be on. And I've got astrologer to the stars, Elizabeth. She's going to be on. So everyone, if you want to have your charts read, call 818-602-4498. Not just yet, a little bit later in the show, so you can talk to Elizabeth. I've got to tell you, we have a really fun show going on tonight. Oh my God, you guys have – I saw a fantastic movie. All right, and the movie was called You Can't Take It With You. It was a 1938 movie and a fantastic film on Turner Classic Movies. Everyone, try to rent it. Try to see it. Great, great, great movie, okay? And again, it's called You Can't Take It With You. Let's see. My friend, her name is Anne Berlin. She has her show called Charlie Chang, which is going to be – all right, everyone, here's a crazy website that you have to go to. Charlie Chang and the Mysterious Salami. She's got a show coming up. It's a great – get ready for a new musical comedy that screams chutzpah. Charlie Chang and the Mysterious Salami is based on the old Charlie Chan film series made popular in the 30s and 40s. Fantastic. It's going to be playing in New York City, everyone. So get tickets. You can get tickets at theatermania.com to go see – it's during – I think it's called the Bad Musical – production. Even though they're great musicals, the problem why they call them bad is because they are a little bit, how do you say it? They're a little bit, I forgot how you call them. I just got thrown off. They're a little bit risque. So, you know what? we're going to try to get Eduardo on the phone. So, Sam, if you would, I'm going to get my first guest, Eduardo Zoll, on the phone. He's a great friend of mine. We've done so many things together. We've done a book together. It's coming out in October. He's a cool guy. Not only is he cool, but he's also a philanthropist. He's done so many things in his career. And to top it off, he's on Extreme Makeover Home Edition on ABC. You can go to abc.com to hear it. And we're going to get him on the line right away because I can't wait to talk to him. I just want to – you can check out his website. He's at eduardozoll.com. He has a blog. He's fantastic. He's also on IMDb, and he has a list of credits that are incredible. He's been doing so many things. I don't know how he finds time to just relax and be. But he's in Los Angeles. We're going to get him on the line, Eduardo Zoll, whom is going to be a guest on To The Max on today's show. So I'm really excited to have him on. He's done many
Hello.
Things. Eduardo, hey, it's Max, and welcome to The Max on LA Talk Radio. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you very much.
Well, I've got to tell you, we are so excited here to have you on. And I've had listeners that are like, oh, we thought Eduardo was going to be on last week. I'm like, but don't worry about it because he's going to be on this week. And there was just some scheduling conflict. So I'm glad you made it. You know, this crazy world of Hollywood puts us in different places at different times. But you're here now. So welcome to The Max.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Now, tonight's show, right away, I had people emailing me. They're like, we got to find out what happened with the haunted house. Tonight's show on Extreme Makeover, which is the show that you're on, the home edition, you guys like redid a haunted house or something. What was up with that?
Oh, yeah, that was in Maine. It was actually quite an interesting experience because, you know, there's some people that believe in haunted houses and spirits and some people who don't. And we kind of left it open to whatever anybody thinks, but it was a pretty amazing family. And the really cool thing about it is that we actually invited somebody who specializes in, I guess they're kind of like a medium. They come in and they sense spirits and they feel spirits. And he came in and definitely sensed there were some personalities in the house. And we all kind of felt some energy. I can't lie to you.
Well, the show was on tonight, and I think a lot of people felt that energy because when they were emailing in tonight, they're like, ask them about the house and was it really freaky? And were you, the question that I guess the most emails that I got with questions were, ask Eduardo if he's happy with the end results of the show.
From that particular show? Oh, yeah.
In general. Like, when you do the work, how do you feel when you present the room to the families?
Well, I think the very best moment is, you know, when the family comes home and the bus moves and they see their brand new house for the first time. That's for us, you know, I guess you want to call sort of like, the reason why we do the show. And we realize that at that moment, their lives have definitely changed.
Absolutely. Well, and you're a big help to helping those families change. Now, I was telling people that you've got your website, eduardozoll.com, and you're also featured on the AOL Latino blog. So Why don't you tell my listeners how AOL Latino blog contacted you and how they got you started with doing your own blog? I think it's really cool.
Well, I actually used to be a regular columnist. I had a column with People Magazine in Espanol, and it was a design and lifestyle column, which I did for about a year. And then when I left that, AOL Latino, they belong to the same company as Time Warner, and they asked me if I would be interested in blogging with them for a while and kind of just talking about what my life's like when I'm on the road and what my life's like when I'm back in L.A. and, you know, when I'm going around doing sort of charitable work on nonprofit events and letting people know what that's all about. And so I've been blogging regularly now for just over a year. It's been really great. People get to write in and ask me questions and make comments. It's been fantastic.
It is fantastic. Now, how does it feel to open up your life to millions of people on the internet to read what you're doing at every moment?
I have a lot of fun with it. I think I'm really lucky that I've had the kind of opportunities that I've had. I also feel like I belong to a show that people really love and respect. And because of that also, I think I get a lot of respect in terms of like my personal life. So I feel very safe in being able to open that door, you know, online and having people come into my life.
Absolutely. Now, let's talk about Eduardo Zoll. You were born in East Los Angeles, right?
I was. I'm actually here today as I speak to you.
How great is that? And now you are really connected to, I guess, what do we call it? East LA, right? You have a strong connection to your home roots, don't you?
Yeah, I definitely do. My parents were born in Mexico. I'm first generation Mexican-American, born and raised in East LA where there's a strong I wouldn't just say I'm a Hispanic community, but a really strong sort of ethnic community. I was raised in a community, and like I went to schools where it was a really big mix of mostly Asian and Hispanics, but a little sprinkling of everything else. And so it was kind of interesting. It really shaped my philosophy and my aesthetic. Like when people ask me what my design sort of aesthetic is, I'd say it's sort of a blend of Asian and Hispanic. That's really what's molded my design.
And that has, because when I saw your website, which everyone is EduardoZoll.com, you see some of your pictures, you can really feel a kind of like a Zen almost inspiration that you have with nature. So how did you get involved in design?
It was a bit of an accident. I had been actually working in Latin America in the entertainment business for a while, and I decided to kind of take a break, and I came back to L.A. I'd been living in Mexico City, actually. Came back to L.A. and started spending a lot more time with my family. My father was retiring, coincidentally, at the same time, and he's had sort of the side hobby of raising bonsai plants, which are those really like cool designed miniature pine trees that you see most of the time. I started actually practicing and raising these trees with him and got really connected to plants, and out of that was born really quickly a landscape design business. And while I was doing that is when ABC came to me and said, would you be interested in combining your experience in television with your experience in landscape design and come on Extreme Makeover Home Edition?
And of course the answer was yes, because we see you every Sunday night at 9 p.m. on ABC. Now, Eduardo, you and I, we've actually been connected with a lot of, well, with my charity, which is SOS Children's Village. We gave Eduardo the Spirit of Home Award because your mission is so much our mission, in which we provide homes for families. So, you know, we were so honored to have you in Florida with SOS Children's Villages in Florida to give you that award. And now, what charities are you involved with besides our SOS Children's Village?
Well, besides SOS Children's Village, which I'm very proud to be invited to participate in, and thank you so much for honoring me this past year.
Absolutely.
I wanted to say that I believe so much in the organization, and being that on our show, Extreme Makeover Home Edition, we have worked so much with kids who have been displaced or in the foster system. Mm-hmm. To experience SOS Children's Villages firsthand was really inspirational for me, so thank you for that.
Absolutely.
I probably have to say that when I'm involved in charities, I'm probably first and foremost drawn to working with children. I actually have my own educational company. It's called the Illumi Media Group that works with inner-city kids and kids that are in areas that are not getting proper arts educations. And we have alternative education programs to the arts. So I'm very involved with that, working with the Los Angeles Unified School District and the adjacent school districts on that. I've worked with the Trevor Project, which is an organization based, I think it's actually national, and they work with young questioning gay, lesbian youth and provide suicide prevention, which I find very important. I was inspired to participate with them after meeting Matthew Shepard's family. I'm also involved in the Matthew Shepard Foundation and GLAAD. With the, what else? There's a few others, but I'm spacing right
you
now.
You are so doing so really many things. Now, are all of these organizations on your website if people want to get information? I'll post them on mine, and then we can figure out. You can actually put them on your blog if you want, and then because I know people are going to call and be like, "What's Eduardo involved with? We want to get involved." Speaking of getting involved, are there ways that people can get involved besides just monetary?
In terms of
volunteering, can people volunteer with you? For instance, the one that you're working with the children.
Oh no! I'm absolutely. It's going to be growing a lot this year. I'm actually starting to work with another group called Reality Cares. It's a nonprofit organization that actually partners with other nonprofits, and then they pair up celebrities, personalities, and people in production from the reality world to help raise money for all sorts of different organizations. So
right.
I'm going to be working with them a lot this year. We're actually talking about producing a show all about that. So that's in the works, which is really, really fun.
Right. Tommy, do you have a website where people can go to see what you're doing?
I think the best thing to do is to go to EduardoZoll.com. Okay. If you want to just click on my AOL blog, Latino, I'm keeping up with that on a biweekly to monthly basis. And everyone's always welcome to email me at info@EduardoZoll.com. I get all of my emails. I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Great. And now we were just speaking about your past. And your past led you were like this music sensation, weren't you, in Mexico, from what I understand?
You're being kind, Max. Thank you.
Well, listen, word on the street is that's what it is. You were really a music sensation. And I hear that you're doing new music now and you're coming out with a CD or something. Is that correct?
I am, yes. I was really lucky. I had a really decent amount of success working in Latin America in the 1990s. I was recording and singing and producing, doing music videos, and quite a few of the things I was working on got nominated for some really great awards with some great people like Gloria Estefan and Ricky Martin, so I'm very thankful for that. I took a break from music for quite a few years, and my second book, Extreme Entertaining Made Simple, is going to come out on October 28th, and I've actually produced a CD that's going to go along with it. I also want to thank you, Max, for the fact that you helped participate in my book, and you were part of the designers that actually made one of these events so special. It's a book about events, and your event is going to be spectacular, so I'm excited about that.
I'm so excited. I was just, you know what? Perfect segue, because I was going to totally go into your new book, because the book, everyone, Eduardo called me, he's like, Max, well, long story short, Eduardo came to my house in Florence, Italy, to my villa there, and my friend Jackie, who by the way says hi to you, we had a huge dinner party for one of Eduardo's friends. It was his birthday, actually, for Steve Miller. And we had a great birthday party for him there. And then I was like, Eduardo, by the way, I'm going to be in LA. And he's like, I want you to collaborate on my book with me. So my friend Eva LaRue, who's on CSI Miami, graciously opened up her beautiful dining room and allowed Eduardo and I to go in and create a chapter in the book that's coming out October 28th, you said, right?
Yes, and the party is spectacular. And Max, I can't wait to you to see how this all laid out. It's really, really beautiful, and I hope you like the photos that go along with it.
I can't wait to see the finished product, because I know the table that I did was like, it was like dinner under the sea kind of collection, dinner on a coral reef. And it was I was inspired because you do so much traveling as well. And every time like I fly over the ocean, I'm like, I wonder what it'd be like to like have dinner on the ocean or something. So it was the perfect timing when you asked me to do this, because it was so fresh in my mind. So I want to thank you for that. But we have a thunderstorm coming through right now, so I just heard some thunder. But so now you've got ABC Extreme Makeover Home Edition. You guys, I hear you're in another season.
Yes, we have just started shooting season 6. I actually, I just got back from Maryland a few days ago, and I'm getting ready to take off again. I can't tell you where yet, but okay. I'll be leaving again on Wednesday, and we're just starting season 6, which is amazing. We just got nominated for 2 more Emmys, so this will be, I think, in the 5 years that we've been on air, which is pretty, pretty great. So I'm really crushing my fingers. I want to win this year only because our team worked so hard on this 50-state tour over the last couple of years. And our executive producer, Denise Cramsey, just gave her heart and soul, and she's now left our show. She's moving on. So for more than anyone, I want to, you know, I hope we win for her and for all the volunteers that have spent so much time helping us out.
Now, do you have any show in particular that you really remember that almost changed your life besides the families that you changed? Do you have any show that sticks out in your mind that's done that to you?
Well, I'll be honest with you. There's one show that has always stuck out, and it was during my first season on the show. It was a man by the name of Mike Dolan who was working in an electronic shop, and some guy just randomly came in and started shooting, and a bullet went through this guy's head. Luckily, it didn't kill him, but severed his optical nerves, and this guy became blind, and he was young. He was like 35 or something, and with a full family, and just was incapacitated and depressed, and we came in and had the challenge of redesigning a home for him in the way that we would hope would allow him to recuperate as possible, and it was a great experience, and he came back from his vacation, he walked through his house, and he immediately just started beaming. And he talked about how he saw life in a different way immediately.
Absolutely. Now, everyone, I've got Eduardo Zoll on the line from Extreme Makeover Home Edition on ABC. Everyone, check your local listings at abc.com. And I want to thank Eduardo for being on the show. I don't know if we just got disconnected or not, but I know that we're having just a little bit of problems here because, you know, it's my life. And I've got, like, all these planets going around me that are affecting things. So anyway, we've got a fun show tonight. I think Eduardo, we lost him because that's what happens when, you know, I'm not in the studio in LA where I should be. But it's all right. If we lost Eduardo, I want to thank him so much for being a part of To the Max tonight. We're going to try to get him on the phone again. Sam, if you wouldn't mind trying to get Eduardo back on the line. And if not, I'm just going to move forward and tell everyone the hunt for late night food in New York is on point. Everyone, I found the most amazing place ever. It's called Delicatessen on 54 Prince Street between Lafayette and Mulberry. Check it out. It's going to soon be 24 hours. Delicatessen again on 54 Prince Street in New York. Oh my God. We're trying to get Eduardo back on the phone now. So if you want to call and you want to talk to Eduardo, call me 818-602-4498. And we're going to see if we can get him back on the line, get you on the line and ask him a question. Because we've got a full packed hour for To the Max, and I always try to get a 2-hour show, but eventually it's going to happen. Speaking of, stay tuned for Broad Topics after the show tonight. with Laura, Joan, Kelly, and Jillian. Some fantastic girls. And
we don't have it.
All right. Well, you know what? Eduardo, thank you so much for being on To The Max. Sorry we got disconnected. And you're going to hear this message. I think this is so much fun. I love voicemails. It's like the jerky voice. All right, watch. We're going to leave a message. Are you ready? Let's leave a message. Sam, we'll leave a message. Hey, Eduardo, it's Max. And you were listening to The Max, and we had you live on the show. It's 11:23 New York time, 8:23 LA time. We lost you, but that's what happens with cell phones. So we're not going to let anyone know your provider. But anyway, thank you so much, Eduardo, for being on the show. And we're going to catch you again real soon. So thank you, Eduardo. And have a good night. All right. Bye. Sam, if you could hang that phone up. How funny is that? We just left a message. But anyway, everyone, moving along, I've got to tell you, my favorite drink, Arizona iced tea. DrinkArizona.com. Go to their website, DrinkArizona.com. The best stuff. All right, so Sam, if you wouldn't mind, we've got to move right along. Eduardo, thank you again. I'm sorry we got cut off, but things happen. So we're going to call a fantastic woman who I met today by the name of Joyce. Oh, I've got a caller. Hello.
Hey there. Can I talk to Max?
Who's calling?
This is Cindy Crossed.
Cindy, welcome. You're live on To The Max. How are you?
Hi there. How are you?
You know what? We so lost Eduardo just now. He was calling from his cell phone, and I guess we lost the reception. So unfortunately, he's not on the air to talk to. But how are you, Cindy?
I'm a little sad because I wanted to say hello to...
Well, what can you do? I think we just lost Cindy, too. I don't know what's going on tonight. There must be some kind of planet revolving around who's disconnecting my callers, but not a problem. I'm not concerned, and I'm going to move right along. Speaking of, Sam, if we can get Joyce on the phone, I would love to talk to her if possible, even though we're having a little bit of communication errors. I have no problem with that because I can tell you all the wonderful things that are going on. Speaking of Joyce and her husband, Dr. Green, check out ScarsdaleDentalSpa.com. It's like something you've never seen. They're beautiful, beautiful place. ScarsdaleDentalSpa.com. We're going to try to get Joyce on the line now so she can actually tell us about it. And Sam, if you wouldn't mind trying to get Joyce on the phone. All right. Well, guess what, everyone? I've got a great place for you to go to, and that's MaxTucci.com, my own website. So check out MaxTucci.com and let me know what you think. You can email me there. And everyone, spread the word. Varsity Fan Club will be making their TV debut this Monday, July 21st on ABC's Family Middleman. Check Close Listings for air times at VarsityFanClub.com or MySpace.com/VarsityFanClub. Hi, Joyce. This is Max, and welcome to The Max. You're live. How are you?
Hi, Max. How are you?
I'm very well. Now, I was telling all my listeners how I met you today. You're a neighbor of mine. You came to my fun tag sale, and all of a sudden, we started talking. We had this great connection, and I said,
yes.
So what do you all do? And you said, well, we own Scarsdale Dental Spa.
We do.
And now I would love for you, because Scarsdale Dental Spa is like nothing people have ever seen before. Why don't you tell us about your spa that you and your husband, Dr. Green, have created?
I will, and thank you. It was really a pleasure meeting you as well. Well, I will tell you a little about it. The spa was designed to make our patients feel comfortable, relaxed, you know, something very unique for a dental office. We have a concierge who greets you, offers you a beverage, tea or lemon water, cappuccino. Then when it's time for your appointment, we personally seat you in a very comfortable chair. All the colors are very inviting and very soothing. Aromatherapy scents are there to enhance your relaxation. You are seated with an overhead TV with stereo headphones, a menu of programs. We cover you in blankets if it's a little cool, give you warm hand mitts. You'll have
so you really have made like a phenomenal
yes.
place for people who are scared of dentist office. You've made it a spa.
Absolutely.
I think it's ingenious. Now, who
we
helped
have.
To design this spa?
Well, my brother, Rick Gabrielli, is the visionary of this entire spa idea. We have always dealt with a lot of phobics. Most people do not want to go to a dental office. It's the last thing they want to do. But we've done this.
You figured it out. You have figured it out.
We did. You know, Dr. Green's been doing dentistry for over 30 years, and he's an expert in relaxing people. He has certain techniques for painless injections, and I have always been very nurturing with our patients and get very attached to them. So we thought, now, why don't we try to do something in a spa setting? So we created the spa 5 years ago, and it works like a charm. We have a lot of phobics and very frightened patients coming in all the time. So,
and now I know adults aren't the only frightened patients, and I hear that you've set up a fantastic, like a children's spa as well in the dentistry. You've gone into pediatric dentistry, haven't you?
Yes, we have. We have a lot of specialists in our practice, and one of which is Dr. Vali Mohammadi, who we took on a couple of years ago, and he's amazing. He has a lot of training with children, wonderful training at Tufts and St. Vincent's Medical Center, and is a trauma expert, so with very high-risk children. So, and, you know, it's very relaxing for patients, the children as well as their patients, their parents, to come into a spa. Even children.
And now, you're going to be doing at your spa, like, you know, the way that you've executed the whole situation is you're like, you figured it out. You're going to do face painting, too. So it kind of, like, makes kids feel very, like, they're not in a dentist office at all. Because I know growing up, I was petrified. I would kick and scream. It'll be a whole fiasco.
Yes,
but if I knew I was going to get my face painted, I would have been there. So so you guys are going to do face painting too, right?
We do. We have someone coming most days when he's in, and it makes it so much easier for the kids to
I could imagine.
Into dentistry. They come in usually with their siblings. So when their brothers and sisters are sitting outside waiting, they will get their arms painted, like they look like tattoos, or it's an amazing event, really.
Well, you have figured it out for children, for adults. You have taken spa, you have taken dentistry into the Zen spa world, because I saw your website, everyone. It's ScarsdaleDentalSpa.com. You can always go to MaxTucci.com to see it. It is really an amazing place. So congratulations on creating a very calm place for people who are so scared. It's a big fear that we have. I wonder why. We got to get into psychology one day.
It's all about, I know, it's about educating, though. If you came in and you told us you had fears, the more we educate you and make you feel comfortable and tell you what's going to be done on you, and once you understand the treatment that's about to happen and you see it, because we have digital x-rays that make it easier and, you know, less radiation, everything we have is state-of-the-art. So it makes
you
it
figured
easier
it out.
For a patient that doesn't have a dental background to understand it so easily.
And you know what? If you go on their website, everyone, again, I'm going to plug it, ScarsdaleDentalSpa.com, you can see before and afters. And one thing that I'm so getting done is I have those awful silver fillings that I have to get pulled out, because I'm going to be doing television again. And
Absolutely.
I'm like, these silver fillings are not the look. I want them pulled out and redone.
Absolutely. And it's healthier also, because they're mercury. And we haven't used mercury for over 15 years in our practice.
I want the mercury out of my mouth. So
Absolutely.
I'm definitely coming
we'll
to see you. And when I come to visit you, I might be actually doing my TV show then. So I'm just going to, you know what? We met you all at the right time. So I'm so glad that we met today. And Joyce, you were a pleasure to speak to, forgetting about the Scarsdale Dental Spa, just in general. You're such a warm and lovely person. And I'm so glad, on top of it all, that you're my neighbor. So anytime you drive by, you're more than welcome to come over, and Dr. Green as well.
Thank you so much. Oh, that's so nice, Max. Well, your family is wonderful, and it
Thank
was meant
you.
To be, because we've been driving by for 3.5 years, and today was the day.
Well, it was, and it was a perfect day, because it was a Sunday, and that's when my radio show To The Max is on. So all my listeners, if you're on the East Coast, if you're not on the East Coast, and you want to fly to the East Coast to go to a dental spa, Scarsdale Dental Spa is the place to go. Go see Joyce. She's the practice director. And go see her husband, Dr. David Green, who's the executive director, and he's a DMD, so you can get checked out by him, and he will hook you up. So, Joyce, I have to move on because we have a fantastic, you met her today, an astrologer that's coming on, and she's going to be doing charts, so we're really excited to have her on. But and definitely, I'm going to get you my book that I did with Al Roker called Big Shoes, and I'm going to sign you a copy, and it's about fathers and fatherhood, and we have that connection too, so I'm sure that we're going to have
it. We do. We really do. And thank you so much, Max.
Absolutely. Summer's here, so I'm all about dinner parties, so we're going to have you over, and we'll have a dinner party, and we'll talk about our fathers in detail, okay?
Thank you so much.
And then you do Reiki too, so that's a whole nother thing. And I'm going to have you back on the show, and we'll just talk about you as an individual, because you are so spectacular.
Thank you so much, Matt.
So it was lovely speaking to you. And great. Have a wonderful evening. And please give my regards to Dr. Green. And I'm going to talk to you all very soon. All right. And for my listeners out there in Scarsdale, New York, go to ScarsdaleDentalSpa.com. You can get on my website. Thank you so much, Joyce. And I'll
Thank
talk to you
Max.
Soon.
We look forward to seeing you at the spa.
Great. Good night.
Good night. Good night.
So everyone, this place is revolutionary. It is like a fantastic spa for your teeth, and it's like you will not be freaked out in the least. So thank you so much, Joyce and Dr. Green. It was a pleasure meeting you. Everyone, my favorite books in the whole wide world this summer, and not only during this summer, but everyone read. Go to asseline.com. I know I'm not supposed to spell because everyone's like, please don't spell. ASSOULINE.com. My favorite books in the whole world. I'm going to be contacting them because I'm going to do a book about my family's restaurant, Delmonico's. I have all the pictures and everything. Speaking of Regis and Kelly, thank you so much, Regis Philbin, for talking about my family's restaurant, Delmonico, on the show. The history that you're going to be taught, I'm sending you a package. I'm going to send you the chargers. I'm going to send you the menu, the wine list. Regis Philbin, thank you so much. Delmonico's, everyone, is my family restaurant. Oscar Tucci, my grandfather, really established the place and made it to what it's known today. It was in our family for generations, I feel like saying. But all right, everyone, Delmonico's restaurant. This is the Oscar's Delmonico, the real one that was down on Beaver and South William. You know, many people try to claim it as their own, but it's not. We're the originators, so I want to let you all know that. Speaking of original and originators, Sam at LA Talk Radio. .com is the man to talk to if you want to have a radio show. I know we have some spots left, so definitely talk to Sam, everybody. Now, Sam, if you wouldn't mind getting my astrologer on the line, Elizabeth, because everyone, you've got to talk to her. She's amazing. And if you want to have your chart read, call 818-602-4498. We're going to do them here live on the air. We have the phone ringing to Elizabeth right now. I'm ahead of schedule. Elizabeth, hi, it's Max. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm so glad you're on the show. We had such a response from you being on last week. I had emails, so many emails about when is she going to be on? Can we get our charts done? Can we get our horoscope done? Can we get this done? So I'm so glad you're back onto the Max on LATalkRadio.com. What's going on in my chart right now?
Hold on one second. Let's see what's happening with Max right now.
Right now. Well, right now, while we're looking that up, everyone, I want you to check out another thing. I'm going to plug something real quick called LovaDesigns.com. It is the most amazing men's line that I've seen. They debuted this spring 2008. They have stores internationally and right here on the internet at LovaDesigns.com. Check them out. Now, tell me what's going on with my horoscope, my birth chart, my stars, my planets. What's up?
All right. Well, I can tell you that you just went through a period of time where you were very moody maybe to the outside world because you're crossing over the ascendant. So you went through, you're basically whatever your feeling was out there for the entire world to see for the last 2 days. Let's see, we have...
Yeah, well, I had a tag sale for the last 2 days, so that would make perfect sense. Oh, my God, it was just exhausting. Yeah, it was... It was a lot of fun. Everyone, if you want to meet your neighbors, have a tag sale, but if you want to have the most highest amount of stress, have a tag sale too. Yeah. Anyway, continue.
You're very talkative with your neighbors, friends, siblings these days. That's happening for you.
I just had my neighbor on the show.
That's right. You're absolutely right. I heard about that. Your son is in the third house as well. Actually, it's conjuncting your Jupiter, so you're going to be speaking very optimistically. It's a good time to communicate with others and just be joyful and spread the joy. You have Venus in the fourth house right now, so you would be better off spending time at home and just... You're just going to have a lot of love for your home right now, so maybe beautifying your home is a good time right now to do that. You have Saturn in the fifth house, a good time to teach a younger child or learn from another child.
Well, we just had my niece sing on the show at the beginning of the show. So you know what? Listen, as I love the show's called To the Max, and I would love to have my charts read 24 hours a day because I'm just so into it, but I would love to have an opportunity for other callers to have a chance. So if you want to have your chart read, call 818-602-4498. Elizabeth has discretion. She's not going to expose you, so don't be scared to call. And if you feel you do not want to continue with having your chart read, simply tell me, Max, listen, I want to have this done with Elizabeth by myself, and we'll hook it up. So I have a caller on the phone. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
And this voice sounds very familiar. Is this a friend of mine, Chelsea?
I would think so. Hi, Max. How are you?
Chelsea, how are you? I have Elizabeth on, my astrologer, and she's astrologer to the stars, everyone. You know, listen, I have a little fame going on in my own world, and Elizabeth is amazing. So, Chelsea, why don't you tell us, we need the basic information of where you were born. So, do you know where you were born?
I was born in Long Island, New York.
Okay, and you were born on what day?
February 2nd, 1991.
And the crucial point, what time were you born?
I was born at 6 p.m.
Okay. Now, Chelsea, you and I are going to talk. Elizabeth, did you get that information?
Yes, I'm typing it in right now.
All right. You do your chart. And, Chelsea, tell me what's up with you. And you have teentalkradio.net, right?
Right. Yes, I do.
So tell my listeners about your talk show.
Teen Talk Live is my current show at the moment, radio show on WBZT, 1230 AM radio. It's a talk show for teens, but also for adults, even grandparents. I get a lot of feedback from moms and grandparents about their teenagers. Teen Talk Live talks about all different issues in relation to teens, and I'm actually in New York City at the moment,
you
and my cousin Daniel is
co-hosting
with me for the summer.
He is co-hosting with you, and tomorrow night we're all supposed to go see our friend Annie Berlin's Charlie Chang play, but you know what? I want to get right to your chart. So, Elizabeth, you have all the information up for Chelsea?
I do, and I really wish you didn't mention that she has her own talk show, because I can see that in her midheaven, she has Mars there in Gemini, which means that in her career, she would be very, very good at speaking publicly. It's a very powerful position for Mars. There's a lot of executive ability. There's a strong desire to achieve high goals. These people, I mean, I hate to say this, I said this to you last week, Max, that, you know, you may become famous. Very heavy 10th house planets usually signify there can be and, you know, the ability to become famous.
Now, what's Chelsea's rising?
Her rising sign is Leo, which means when people meet her, she's probably like a ray of sunshine. That's Leo is ruled by the sun, and they're just very generous, optimistic, and happy-go-lucky people. They're usually very affectionate, warm, generous, and they're good people to have around, I've noticed.
So, Chelsea, you're an Aquarius with a Leo rising, okay? What do you feel so far, Chelsea? What do you feel with Elizabeth telling you?
I'm extremely happy with the feedback. It makes me very exciting. And, you know, I don't like to, you know, talk about myself, but I do feel that I'm very high-spirited person, so she's totally on the mark there.
All right, continue, Elizabeth. This is so, everyone, listen, hold on real quick. I got to plug my radio station, latalkradio.com. Everyone, this is the place where you get not only celebrity interviews, the best place in the world to go, but you also get astrological readings. And my guest right now, Chelsea, is having her chart done by world-famous astrologer Elizabeth. So, Elizabeth, tell us about Chelsea some more.
Chelsea, there's so much I can tell you about your chart. I'm going to try to maybe speak a little quickly just to fit it in. There's so much to say, but basically you have a grand trine in your chart. It's when three planets make the shape of a strong star, a triangle in your chart, and it signifies, you know, through the planets and the houses where exactly the strong energy is going to be focused. You have a really good money-making ability in being nurturing, so being, like, just helpful and nurturing. Nurturing is the best word I can say to do that. You have Mercury in the that's connected to Mercury in the sixth house, meaning you pay a lot of attention to detail. It's very good for just concentrating on work, and that shoots up into the 10th house, the same thing that I said earlier, which is the Mars. Right now, you might be experiencing being a little more reserved than usual because Saturn is transiting your first house, but you're also working very hard, I would say. Is that true?
I would agree. I have to agree.
I have to agree. Chelsea, you've been working so hard between your school, your exams, your radio show.
Don't tell me. I wanted to say that next. Right. Another thing is you're definitely studying right now, because there's some studying going on, because I see Jupiter is, Venus is transiting over Jupiter in the 12th house, which is kind of like behind the scenes, but studying at the same time. So you, and then also the sun just got there, so you may be a little incognito in the next month or so, I would say, while you're studying, putting a lot of hard work into something. And I think it definitely has to do with a little bit with this career thing going, because your chart, you have Venus, and it's connecting to that, and it's just connected. Another thing I want to say is you may actually find that this career may be influenced by love, sometimes by a love partner or something like that along the way.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Another thing, what else was I going to say? You have, hold on. Oh, another thing I want to say is Uranus is transiting your eighth house. So this is probably a time when you would be starting to think about, like, metaphysical, you know, metaphysical type of studying. That type of thing is a good time to get into that. What else can I tell you?
How cool is this, Chelsea?
It's so cool. It's so interesting to hear, you know, people talk about yourself, especially when you can relate to it. Like, wow, that's me. You know,
and like, you don't know. And, like, you and Elizabeth have never met. So isn't it weird to hear someone talk about you like they know you forever?
Exactly. And, you know, it's so real right now, you know, because I really haven't met Elizabeth.
Wow. Another thing is, like, you are going to be probably giving to charity at some point in your life. That seems to be, like, something really strong going on in your chart. Like, I would definitely think that you are going to do that at some point. Another thing is the triangle that I was talking about, which is the Grand Trine, the North Node is connected to Mercury, which is, like, really strong spiritual path. So this is really good for, you know, your whole purpose. Another thing is you have a lot of planets in the sixth house, so you have a lot of Virgo tendencies, which is you tend to be critical, but very very serving. Like, you like to serve others. That's going to be a big part of this whole thing is serving others. A lot of precision to detail. Very good at, like, studying and any work that requires attention to detail. You'd be really good at that. And another thing is those planets are all in Capricorn, so that's all being done. Like, you speak in a very practical way, like, you're very good business in speaking, like, business-like, but your sun is there in Aquarius, so what's cool is that no matter, like, how earthy, you know, you are, like, your unique, you know, Aquarius sun will come through in that same work, which is great, you know, because Aquariuses are awesome.
That's right, so
Max?
And it's really interesting because within the past couple of months, I've been working with three different charities.
Are you kidding me? That's amazing.
Yes, you were just talking about all the charities, and I'm really involved with a good three and working on a fourth right now.
Now I'm going to get into radio. Chelsea, what charity are you working with right now so you can tell everyone? What's your most recent one?
Well, SOS Children's Village, which you're involved with also.
And we had Eduardo on tonight.
The Give a Girl a Chance Foundation.
Okay.
Which is about women refugees in Africa.
Okay. Now, Chelsea, where can people get – are these on your website, too? Because I'm going to post them on mine, everyone, which is maxtucci.com. And you can go to Chelsea's, which is teentalklive.net.
Yes. All of the organizations through Teen Talk Live are on the website. So everyone, you know, feeling like they need a help or that's what they want to do, they can just go to links and they can find –
You're so funny. We're getting your chart done at the same time we're plugging charities. I love having – I love To The Max on latalkradio.com. So what else do you see in her chart, Elizabeth?
I wanted to ask you if any of this charity stuff has to do with, like, not that it, you know, it's, you don't have to tell me if you don't want it, if it has to do, like, a love partner in any way, because your Venus is in the 7th house, so any energy that comes over to Jupiter in the 12th, which is your charity causes and, you know, giving to charity and things like that, is coming from the house of relationships and business partnerships. So maybe it's just the business partnerships with the charities you work with, but it could also mean you work with a loved one, you know, one-on-one.
Well, I would have to say someone who there's no other person in the world that I love more than my mother, and me and my mom really are involved with the charities together. So that's totally a love relationship right there.
Yeah, it's definitely some close one-on-one contact that you're doing it with. I would definitely say that.
That would totally be her. You are totally nailing me. Like, you have no idea how amazed I am right now.
That's awesome. Thanks. Well, that's great.
Chelsea? What I'm going to do is I'm going to give you Elizabeth, how can people get in touch with you besides maxtucci.com and max@maxtucci.com? How can we get in touch with you?
You can email me at starscripts@mac.com.
Starscripts@mac.com, everyone. Okay, and then also you can get information on my show. But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to have Chelsea actually be in touch with you after the show. So we're going to do like a little Oprah after the show. We're going to do a Max after the show kind of a thing. Because, Chelsea, I want you to actually continue to have your chart done. But unfortunately, we can't have it done because my show is only an hour to the max. So, Chelsea, I'm going to actually text you because technology is so great. And I'm going to text you on my T-Mobile sidekick. So I'm going to plug them right now. My new LX. If you want to give me another one, T-Mobile, you're more than welcome to send me another one. And I'm going to text you the number that you can call on. It's a private number, so I'm not going to put it over the air. But I definitely want you, Chelsea, to be in touch with Elizabeth so that you two can discuss your chart. Is that cool?
Yeah.
Eventually,
Elizabeth would come on Food Talk Live. So that's very exciting. I would love to keep in touch.
You know what? I'm going to text you the number right now. Give her a call. Just stay on the line with me, Chelsea, one more minute. And I'm going to actually talk to you, Elizabeth, real quick with my chart. What do you see for me for this week? Anything going on, good or not, or what's happening?
For this week, let's see. Yep. Just going to get back over to your chart. Let's see what we can say for this week. Your son is going to be going into the fourth house, which is probably going to happen in the next few days. You're just going to probably want to spend a lot of time at home. It's just a great time to just be home and just recharge your battery or just do things from home, spend time with your family. And actually, Venus is there too. It will probably be, they will be there together. So just a lot of love going on in the home. So that's good. Mercury.
As much as I would love to stay home, is there anything about traveling?
Traveling.
How cool is this, Chelsea?
Well, yeah, because Jupiter is in your house of travel right now. So, yes, you could definitely be traveling to faraway places. Absolutely. In fact, you probably are going to be.
I am going to L.A. You know, everyone, my show To The Max, I do wherever I am. So if I'm in New York, if I'm in Tennessee, speaking of Tennessee, everyone, I got to drop something real quick. Go to myspace.com/sanctuaryvintage. Sanctuary Vintage. Amazing, amazing, amazing place. Oh, my God. I love it so much. I bought so many things down there. A great place. So I was in Tennessee. I'm going to L.A., everyone, because my show I can do anywhere. But I'm going to be in L.A. because I'm going to have Varsity Fan Club on again. I'm actually going to see Sybil and Phoenix because I'm going to be doing another TV show. And hopefully it's going to be with them. So we're all going to talk about that. And I'm going to be in L.A. and I'm going to be doing my show there because in August, everyone, I'm going to Italy. So it's going to be kind of hard doing a show at 4 a.m. in the morning. Which means that I'm going to try to pre-record some in L.A., but you never know how I feel. I might be up at 4 o'clock one morning and say, you know what? I'm going to do To The Max on L.A. Talk Radio. So, Elizabeth, you're dead on with me traveling. Chelsea, are you still on the air?
I am.
All right, Chelsea, I texted you her number. So I'm going to say goodnight to you, Chelsea, and definitely give her a call so you can finish your chart because I think there's a lot that you need to hear. And I don't think it should be on the air, but you know, Elizabeth is good at telling what she should tell on the air and what she shouldn't. That's why I have her on my show all the time. So Chelsea, stay tuned to The Max. I'm going to talk to Elizabeth just a little more. And then when we're done with the show, by all means, call her. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much, Elizabeth.
You're welcome, Chelsea. Nice meeting you.
Yes. Thanks. Okay. And Max, we'll see you tomorrow.
Absolutely, because my friend, everyone again, Anne Berlin is having her show, Charlie Chang and I know it as Charlie Chang, but it's called Charlie Chang and the Mysterious Salami. So everyone, it has to be, it's set in Putz's Delicatessen, and I'm going to leave it at that. Detective Chang is on holiday. He has a weakness for Jewish delis. He secretly enjoys his favorite sandwich pastrami. What else? When a woman named Sha Iksa Goy mysteriously drops dead in front of him. This show is so funny. There's so much going on. The lineup features Ira Kaikstein, Frankie Guido, Pedro the Delivery Boy, Lenny the Only White Cabbie in the World, Whiteman Blackman, and the Gays. With the help of two daughters, Charlie will solve the salami mystery before his sandwich gets cold. I love Anne Berlin so much. She's so hysterical. Chelsea, we are going to have the best time tomorrow night laughing our ass off going to see Charlie Chang and the Mysterious Salami. So everyone, if you're in New York, it runs for a while. She's got this play now, and then Anne Berlin has the other play, which is called Ripcord. Coming out. Absolutely, Ripcords. Right. Go, Chelsea, knowing your theater history for New York. So, Chelsea, thanks so much for being on, and I'm definitely going to see you tomorrow night.
Yes, okay. Thank you, everyone. Have a good night.
All right. Bye, Chelsea. So, everyone, that's Chelsea Cross from TeenTalkLive.net, and, of course, my astrologer to the stars, everyone, Elizabeth. She just did Chelsea's reading. And Elizabeth, is there anything you feel you need to tell me that's going on astrologically that I need to know about?
You know, there's a lot going on. Like I said, you know, there's a lot going on in your career. Things are moving right along and charging up for some good stuff to happen, which is going to be early next year. I would like to discuss house costs and how people, you can really see, like, for example, your chart is very, like, it's very revealing when you read the house cards about how people are. So that's something that I could do for you if you'd like.
Absolutely. Let me just take a sip. I'm plugging it, everyone. Arizona iced tea. I'm taking a sip right now. So excuse me 1 minute. Tell me, Elizabeth, go to drinkarizona.com. Go away. I'm going to take a sip.
Great. There are 12 houses in your chart. When you do it, it gets split up into 12 different, like a pizza pie, like 12 different pieces. And then every piece of the pie is ruled by a different sign. And that will basically color that house for your chart. Every house symbolizes a different part of your life. You have Taurus on the ascendant, which is means that your first house is Taurus. You express yourself as a Taurus. You can be very stubborn, slow to move, slow to get started, but once you get started, you pretty much finish the job. Your second house cusp is in Gemini, which means your ways of making money are going to be very versatile. Just do a lot of different things. You may use your hands, your mind, speech, communication. These are just ways you're going to make money.
LATalkRadio.com. It's my speech. Right. Speaking of, everyone, the only way that I can really make money is if I have advertisers. And if you want to advertise on LA Talk Radio, email me at max@maxtucci.com, or you can call Sam at the network and you can let me know what's going on, because we're going to be on Phoenix Wi-Fi, which is a new device that is like the rage, everyone. Sam sends me all these articles that's going on. And internet radio is going to be put in cars real soon, and it's free. So you're not going to have to pay for satellite radio, and it's going to be an amazing thing. You're going to hear my show to the max. You're going to hear all the shows. Speaking of shows, sorry that I have to do this, Elizabeth, but, you know, I got to plug away for the network. But you've got Broad Topics coming up next, so stay tuned to that, 9 p.m. L.A. time, 12 p.m. New York time, 12 a.m. New York time. It'll be Monday here in New York when you hear Broad Topics. But so, Elizabeth, I've got to tell you that you're like dead on with so many people. And I know that you're going to be doing more charts for more celebrities, and you're going to be featured. Actually, I can't tell everyone right away, but you're going to be featured in a lot of things coming up, especially another one of my shows, To the Max. So I want to thank you, Elizabeth. My show's going to come to an end in a little bit, so I've got to plug some more things. But I could be on the phone with you all night talking about my charts. So it's been really, really so much fun having you on the air, because I get so many calls, so many responses, emails directly to me that are like, when is she coming on again? So listeners, you are more than welcome when I have Elizabeth, astrologer to the stars, on To the Max, to call in at 818-602-4498 to have your birth chart done. We need your birth date. We need the time you were born and the place you were born in order to do it. You can email it to me and we can see what we can do. And then just email me and I'll email you back and say, we're going to talk about your chart. If you want to be on the show, be on the show. If you don't want us to talk about your chart, then I'll put you directly in touch with Elizabeth. And everyone, To the Max is the place to be. Not only to have your chart read, like I said, but to hear the places to go, the things to do, what to be seen in. And I think Elizabeth, thank you so much for being on the show, because I'm going to just use that segue right there to continue my show. But everyone, thank you, Elizabeth. And Chelsea,
welcome,
thanks,
Max.
I know.
Thanks.
And after, Chelsea's going to call you to finish her chart, and then when she's done, we'll continue with mine, because there's so much more I want to know. All right?
Okay, great.
But I don't want all my listeners to know. That's why I'm going to call you privately after. So have a good night.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Starscripts@mac.com is how you can get in touch with Elizabeth. Or max@maxtucci.com. Check out my website, maxtucci.com. Elizabeth, thank you again. And everyone, speaking of like all these things, I have to thank Ellen Stagg. She's the photographer that I was on last week. And also Mac. I love everyone. My MacBook Pro makes it possible to be on LA Talk Radio. So thank you, MacBook Pro. Go to apple.com. Everyone knows them. We love you, Mac. What else? Oh, the place to be, everyone, is DunctonHotSprings.com. It is fantastic. It ranks top 10 in favorite places on the earth. It's romantic, it's magical, and it's beyond words, according to Luxury Travel Magazine. So everyone, this is a beautiful historic corner of Colorado. It's the most beautiful, tranquil place I'm going. It's a spa, it's a resort. Speaking of spas, you know we've got our great, fantastic Scarsdale Dental Spa for your teeth, and we have Dunton Hot Springs Resort and Spa. Is a romantic ghost town set in an extraordinary alpine valley. How cool is that? How wonderful to find this carefully renovated paradise, providing uncompromising service, absolute comfort with real mountain adventures. Everyone, check them out at Dunton hotsprings.com. Go to maxtucci.com for more information. Go to drinkarizona.com because that is the beverage of my choice. They even have water. So thank you, Arizona, for having water. I'm going to have Wesley, who's the son of the founder, Wesley Voltaggio, on the show soon, one of these days, when he finds a spare minute, because that story is incredible, how that product and how that beverage, Arizona iced tea, came about. So it's a real fascinating story. I'm big with families and businesses because my family had Delmonico's for so many years, and it was like such an amazing thing that it's so interesting to find families who have started their own businesses and really have made them into such a success, like Arizona Iced Tea and like Oscar's Delmonico, my grandfather's place that was downtown on Beaver and South William Street. So everyone, how much fun is tonight's show? I've got to thank so many people. First off, I got to thank Lily for having her little song on the air tonight. Thank you so much, Lily. I have to thank Joyce. Thank you so much for coming on. Elizabeth, my astrologer to the stars, thank you so much. And I've got to thank everyone. Cindy, I'm sorry your phone got dropped. Your phone call got dropped. And Chelsea. And of course, my celebrity interview of the night, which was Eduardo Zoll. Go to abc.com to get your listings for Extreme Makeover Home Edition every Sunday night. Eduardo is the coolest guy. His book is coming out in October. Of course, I'm going to plug that every time I get a chance. I'm also in that book, so it's super cool. Go to eduardozoll.com. His blog is awesome. I read it occasionally whenever I have a spare minute. And he's such a cool guy. He's totally an inspiration, not only to the houses and the families that he helps, but to charities. You heard the organizations he was involved in. He's an amazing inspiration. He has a CD that's going to be in his book. He's a cool guy. My niece, Lily, they met, loves him, thinks he's the coolest guy. My sister wants to marry him. She loves him so much. And he invited us actually up to Bridgeport, Connecticut, when they were doing a home up there. And it was so amazing to see all these people involved. I was like, I'm not going to cry. I'm not going to cry. The minute they said move the bus and the family fell on the floor, I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to cry. I'm going to cry. So thank you, Eduardo, for inviting us up there. Thank you for letting me be part of your book. And Jackie, I know, wanted to say hi to you. So Jackie, my girl out there, get that cast off your foot so we can go boogie. And Eduardo, thank you so much again for being on To The Max on LA Talk Radio. So you know what, everyone? My show, like I always say, is a fun show. I'm here for you. We can talk about anything you want. Sometimes I wish you would call in just to talk so I didn't have to. But it's very funny. And there's so much going on in the news. But it's like, you know what? It's so depressing. The best thing I can say about the news and the headlines that are happening right now are this. If you're going to use words that you shouldn't use, really think about the origin where they came from and the ugliness that they mean and try to eliminate them from your vocabulary. I think we all know what I'm talking about because those were the headlines this week. You know what? Headlines are depressing, some of them, but some are also very inspirational. I wish I had one that I could give you, but I don't. But I know that there's so many out there. So definitely, people, choose your words wisely, okay? In everything that you do, I know sometimes I slip and I curse and whatever, and I get reprimanded for it after because callers are like, that server, emailers are like, why did you curse on your show? And I can if I wanted to, and sometimes I do, but it's sometimes not cool. And neither are using derogatory words. And everyone knows what I'm talking about, no matter if you're a politician, no matter if you're a celebrity, no matter if you're a talk show host, no matter if you're just a regular everyday person, really, if you want to use such words of such hate and anger, look them up and really understand how much hate is behind them. So I'm not going to say what words they are because you all know, but it's something that I feel I had to get out there because it's not a cool thing to say. So on that note, summer's here. And I know the heat affects us sometimes, but think. And while you're in this summer and while you're enjoying the heat, think about not drinking and driving. You know what I always say? Summer's here. Have fun. Don't drink and drive. Stay over at a friend's house. They might become your next lover. You never know. But on that note, I got to tell you all, I'm having a great summer so far. I had a fantastic tag sale. I met some great people along the way. You know, made a little bit extra cash here and there. It was a lot of fun and got rid of things, which I think is so important just to get rid of things. Oh, my goodness. But what else can I tell everyone? You know, I've got to tell you that it's time to go. So remember, like I say in every show, everyone, thank you for listening. And remember to take life to the max. Sam, I'm out of here.
You're listening to The Max.
To The Max.
Only on LA Talk Radio.